Okay, so part three of my trek, my wee walk up our local Bathgate Hills, and I've come down from an Knock Hill. It was very, very slippery in the grass. I made it down in one piece, but I almost had wet something that rhymed with grass. But I'm just passing, there's a crofting farm just after a couple of hundred metres from the Knock Hill, and they have their own standing stones, and it looks like they have their own version of the clinking stone. I guess maybe they're laying out, it could actually possibly be a lay of the boundary stones of this area, since there are a few, but I'm guessing since it's in a circle it must be the horizontal layout of the boundary stones. That's my guess. Anyway, as I walk downhill now towards Cairnpapal, past the standing stones, I come to a large dip in the ground, sinks away, and it's a, now what we call a lochan. It's just flooded basically, and this was the silver mines. Yes, Bathgate had silver mines way back. To my knowledge, only this one. We used to come up here and play as kids, and never thought about the scenery at all. It was just come up and play about the water. Since they have been defunct, the silver mines that is, for many years. And but it's still a lovely spot. It makes for a beautiful spot since it's sunk quite low and you're basically along the top of it. And this is one of those roads that it's very tight, swings left and right, snakes, and then back uphill. And I'll speak to you at the top of that hill when I get to Cairnpapal in hopefully 5 minutes' time. Well, as I climb up the last brae to the entrance to Cairnpapal, I thought I'd tell you about the scenery, the autumn colours today, with it being a mostly sunny day, some shadows, but the trees. This area is pretty well planted out in the indigenous trees for the area, birch and beech and elder, oak, and so the colours at this time of the year are absolutely gorgeous when the sun hits them. Even in shadow, they're still beautiful. And so I look to the east, I look way over. Arthur's seat at the moment is, it's like someone had dropped a tin of paint on top of it. I don't know what's going on. It's not sunshine, it's in shadow, but it just looks quite weird. And there is a very large sheer-faced rock just a few miles from here. It's called Binialaw, and it's a volcanic rock. It was an eruption just in the middle of Meadows, basically. So it sticks up like a sore thumb. You can see it from miles. I think it's actually used by rock climbers. I'm not sure. I've never actually walked into it, although I know it very well. Well, okay, we've made it to the gate. That is the gate, the roadside gate that leads up a long flight of steps on the side of the hill and over the crest and forward for about a couple hundred metres to get to the site of Cairnpapal. I'm not going in. It closes at 4 o'clock. I wasn't going in anyway, but I just wanted to walk here and tell you all about it. So I'll just turn and head back down, and while I'm walking, I'll tell you a wee bit. It had a lot of fallacies about it. Yeah, I remember years ago when I was young and people said it was a Roman burial ground, that it was Pictish, blah, 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 so many things. It's actually very detailed, and I'll put a link to Cairnpapal and the Knock Hill on this, the booths that go up. It's three-part booths, so just look for the link. It's too detailed for me to relate to you, and it's better to do it on your own, to be honest with you. But it does date back to 2,800 years BC, so I'll figure that out. And but the if you like, the latest use of it was in the Iron Age, where they came across four bodies inside the tomb, as it were. And they were dated back to the Iron Age. But they reckon, of course, Iron Age was much later than 2,800 years BC. And it looks as if it was something that was constructed, then used by different people throughout the hundreds and thousands of years. Very, very interesting. It's now owned and run by Historic Scotland. Its elevation, I think, is about 315 metres, if I remember right. Yes, the Knock Hill is slightly higher than that, or the top of the knock, anyway. So that's the trip, as it were, to just let you into what are the features of the Bathgate Hills, which they're just known locally as the Bathgate Hills. They're actually the hills that run between Bathgate and down to the historic town of Linlithgow. I'm not sure if Linlithgow people actually consider them the Linlithgow Hills. I don't think so. I think Bathgate owns the rights to the unofficial title, I believe. There is much more to the Bathgate Hills than this, of course. This is only a part, and I hopefully will now begin a series of journeys in my countryside, my local countryside, and at least pass on something rather than constantly drive through or drive past and not reveal the secrets, as it were, the hidden treasures of my hometown, my home area. Being a Bathgate bairn, it's a bit shameful that I have neglected this particular duty. So, I look now east, due east, as I head back up the hills to the Knock Hill. It's a kind of up and down the road, and then it'll be finally a long downhill trek all the way home. I see ominously dark clouds sweeping in, coming in from the North Sea up the Forth Estuary. Fortunately, the sun is in the west, and so long as I walk quick enough, I may just escape what looks like the oncoming rain. So I'll leave this at this point, as I am now walking very briskly uphill and beginning to feel it, and you'll begin to hear it. Okay, folks, I hope you've enjoyed the wee trips. Put together, it makes one. But following Dean Reid, it's better, I feel, to break them up. Break the journeys up and give people a wee rest on that roadside style. And speaking of Dean Reid and others, I would dearly love to one day invite or meet up with the guys, with Dean and or Pilgrim Chris, Phil at the Daylight Gambler, anyone who has ever the urge to come up here to this area. And I would love to meet up with you guys and lead you up through my hills, my area. And that would be great. That would be great. But if you, of course, if you do accept the invite and we do meet up, the beers are on you at the end of the day. I'm sure it'd be worth a pint. Well, I just had to jump back in. I have been caught in the rain. Fortunately, at the moment, I'm in that long avenue of beech trees. But I just had to tell you, can you hear that? The weather has totally changed. I'm glad I was prepared. Still got my shorts on, but legs are dry quick. I just seen in front of me the most amazing shower of beech trees, beech leaves, you know, the copper beech trees, leaves. Just in front of me, the wind, a massive squall came sweeping through from the east and brought these down, and I wasn't quick enough to get the iPhone out and get the camera up and onto video. It was an amazing scene, and the road that had hardly any leaves in it at all is now absolutely covered. It's copper coloured almost from one end to the other, and I just wasn't quick enough to get the phone out and take a, a video of it. It would have been amazing. Such is life. But also, life can be a bummer when you miss something like that. Probably never ever see that again. Okay. It's dying down again. Sun's still in the west though. The ominous clouds are gaining ground on it and closing it off. And I can see the rain falling over the town. The sun shining on it though in haze. Can you hear the squall coming? And more leaves. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. These clouds, by the way, look like those clouds on Lord of the Rings. You know, when they're going along and all of a sudden those heaving black mass of clouds comes from nowhere. That's exactly what it looks like. But then again, that's all nature, isn't it? Nature's a wonderful thing. Okay, I'm about to ramble on. Well, I'm rambling, but rambling verbally. So this is the last time I'm for sure going, because as you can hear, I feel I'm about to be pounced upon by streams of relentless heavy rain. These clouds are actually coming down, closing down in height. Best protect the phone then.